Everything has changed over time with technology, the mobile technology, the internet. How has the comics industry sort of evolved, and is it evolving, I guess?
It's definitely evolving. What's really cool is that you can read comics on your iPad, you can read them on your mobile phone now, and a lot of the work that I do is in digital. So some of my comic books start off just as web comics, which I think it's kind of funny. People think that web comics aren't comics, but it's all comics. That's what people have to start to realize. It's important to build a fan base up online, and then from there, your fans hopefully will support you. But from my own personal writing, and I think also to expand the audience of comic book readers, we have to have different genres, different stories represented. There's only so many Batman stories that someone can read before they're like, okay, I get it. You know, Batman's really intense, his parents were killed, and he wants to like fight crime.
So growing up, how does someone end up in this kind of career? When did you think this is what I'm going to do with my life?
What really got me started was when I was a kid growing up in Germany, you know, military brat. My parents would take me to the PX base. What we saw there was Star Wars and Batman comics. And I just started becoming engrossed in that. And we didn't have television, thankfully, in our place for a couple of years. So that was a good thing because we played music and we read. And I think around age 5 or 6, I started like just drawing my own little things. And I was just like, I have to do this one day. And that was it.
So the Comic Con is coming up this weekend. When we were talking earlier, you had mentioned your fans will be seeing a new you. You've changed. Can you tell me why that is?
I guess how would we put that? I came out as transgender, I think earlier this year, and I think my fans sort of knew me as like this macho guy before, and I just want them to know it's still me. But what's cool is that I think you're going to see a more relaxed, fulfilled me. I think all the best parts of from before are still there that people liked. You're going to hopefully see a more cohesive worldview that I have that I've always wanted to share but finally can.
On your Tumblr page, you were mentioning a series that you're starting on a transgender woman. Is that inspiration from your own life or just you wanted to talk about that in that kind of medium?
Yeah, it's definitely inspired by my own life. There are some experiences that are my own, but it's also experiences that I've heard from like other transgender girls or just what I've read. It's a world that a lot of people are just now, I think, starting to understand or at least know about. And I think people have a lot of questions about it. So, and the whole focus of the comic is to show that you can't be labeled. And it's called validation. And what that means is in the transgender world, validation means that you're a real woman or something. But that shouldn't matter. The only validation that matters is your self-validation. So that's like her mission.
Well, Christian, thanks so much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you. I'll see you at the show this weekend.